In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Back to your program, Treasures. And today we will start commenting on the book of Jonah. You know, the Old Testament is part of our Bible. And many people nowadays do not believe that the Old Testament worth reading and studying. But for any Christian, he should study the Old Testament to understand the new one. And also, God is the same God of the Old Testament, is the same God of the New Testament. And God who sent the prophets, he also sent the apostles in the New Testament. And the Holy Spirit who guided the prophets in writing the books of the Old Testament also guided the apostles to write the books of the New Testament. The book of Jonah, you all know the story. It was written like 8 centuries before Christ. And Jonah was one of the prophets. And the prophets of the Old Testament were guiding the people to repent and also were focusing on the coming of the Lord Christ. So all prophets of the Old Testament were just working in these two directions: how to help people to repent and to go back to the commandments given in the Old Testament, and also to say that God is coming, Christ is coming, the Savior is coming. So that's the core of all the prophecies written in the Old Testament. Jonah was such a unique prophet because his mission was not to the Jew, but to people not of the people of God, the people of Nineveh. And Nineveh was the capital of the biggest empire at that time. The Assyrians were the strongest people at that time in the 8th century, before the 8th century. And that's why God wanted to preach to them the word of life. And God, he could see that these people are ready to repent. So he ordered his man to go and preach his word. But Jonah was such a Jewish man who refused the repentance or the salvation of any other people but the Jew. So let's start reading the book of Jonah. Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah the son of Amittai, saying, "Arise and go to Nineveh, the great city, and preach in it, for the cry of her wickedness has come up to me." It was very strange for the man of God, Jonah, to hear such a mission, because he used to hear the voice of God telling him, go and ask the people to repent. He was pushing him to fulfill his mission in guiding his people to go back to God. But for this first time, the voice was strange, was different. And also, when we apply this in our life, sometimes the voice of God, when it comes to our heart, we feel like different. Is that the real voice of God? Does he really want me to do this or that? So sometimes we are expecting special mission, but God is giving another mission. I'll remind you with the character of Saint Paul. He was very busy with the salvation of the Jew people. But God commanded him to focus on the pagans. In the first days, he was not happy with this mission. He rejected the voice of God for some time. But later on, he accepted the mission. He succeeded so much in helping the pagans to know Christ. "Arise and go to Nineveh, the great city, and preach in it, for the cry of her wickedness has come up to me." When you hear this verse, the cry of her wickedness, you remember the story of Sodom and Gomorrah. But there is a big difference. In Sodom and Gomorrah, these people were not ready to repent. God gave them full chance to repent, but there was no way for them to repent. But in the case of Nineveh, God could see the light of their repentance. He foreknew that these people are ready to accept God and to accept the word of God. So he sent his man to to preach, not, you know, to judge them. But Jonah rose up to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. So he went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish, paid his fare, and boarded the ship to set sail with them to Tarshish, away from the presence of the Lord. Which looks very strange for a prophet to do. Because for any man who believes in God, he definitely knows that no one can run away from God. No one can just stay away from the presence of the Lord. But for the man of God to think this way, that it looks very strange. And again, the message for all of us, that sometimes we just think in a very strange way, as if we are not believers, as if we forget the basics of our faith, that God is everywhere and God could see everything. And there is no place in this earth away from the presence of God. But because he couldn't love these people, he failed to follow the mission. And he did not want their salvation. He refused the idea. So he preferred to escape from the mission. And he thought in a very bad way. And again, if you fail to love anyone, at that minute you can never follow God. You can never listen to his word. You will go astray. You will choose wrong decisions to follow because you failed to love somebody. So again, it was written, he went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish, paid his fare, boarded the ship to set sail with them to Tarshish, away from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord raised up a great wind upon this, and there came about a mighty tempest, and the ship was in danger of breaking up. God speaks always in many different ways, not only from your heart, but sometimes he speaks out loud in the nature. Because of this great wind, Jonah had to listen to the voice of God, had to repent, had to look back to see that he had done a great mistake. But actually Jonah was still refusing the idea of repentance for himself. He was the man of God, but at that time he was just away from the will of God. Raised up a great wind upon the sea, and there came up about a mighty tempest, and the ship was in danger of breaking up. It's an important message to remember that when you stay away from the will of God, you are in real danger. And you may also the source of danger to others living around you, because you stepped away from the will of God. So he was, you know, the main problem, the main reason of this problem affecting many people. And the mariners were afraid and cried out, each one to his God. And they cast out the cargo of the ship into the sea, attempting to lighten the ship. But Jonah had gone below into the hold of the ship, had gone to sleep and was snoring. Look to this. Everyone was worried, and everyone ran to his God. They started praying because they felt they cannot do anything with this problem except for Jonah. Jonah couldn't stand before God because he just escaped from God. He knew that he was the reason of all the problems, but still, with such a stubborn heart, he rejected even to pray. And he kept himself sleeping and snoring as if there is no problem. Sometimes people, when they do big mistakes, they do big sins, they try to avoid thinking this way. They want to tell themselves nothing happened. There is no problem. I'm not there. I'm not the reason. That's normal. That's usual. So they are trying to justify their conscience. The captain came to him and said, why are you snoring? Get up and call upon your God, that your God may keep us safe, so we do not perish. Look to this. The voice came from such a pagan man, a captain, of the ship. He pushed him to pray. He asked him, "You should pray. It's time for praying. We need all of us to cry out to God." So it was a clear message to Jonah. You have nothing to do now but to pray. And if you pray, you will repent. You will understand the will of God. You will see clearly that the problem is just related to what you have done before. The captain came to him and said, "Why are you snoring? Get up and call upon your God, that your God may keep us safe, so we do not perish." And each one said to his shipmate, "Come, let us cast lots and find out on whose account this calamity is upon us." So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. So there was a message from the wind, from the sea, from the captain, from the mariners, and lastly from the toll, everything speaking the truth, all things saying the same thing. You don't know the reason of the problem. You are escaping from God. You have to repent. It's time to pray. But Jonah kept himself as if nothing happened, and he kept silent. He kept refuting all these clear messages. And the lot fell upon Jonah. Then they said to him, "Tell us, what's your occupation? Where do you come from? And from what country and people are you?" You know, these people believe so much in what they call the lot. And because they prayed to their gods, to their idols, but they had done their part. They have nothing to do but praying to their gods. So when it comes that Jonah is the reason out of the toll, they told him, "Just tell us the story. Where are you from? What's your occupation? Why you are here? What's happening now?" And he said to them, "I am a servant of the Lord, and I worship the Lord God of heaven, who made the sea and the dry land." Imagine that although Jonah was doing very bad at that minute, but he could preach the word of God. He preached the name of his God. He said it clearly, that my God is the real God, is the only God, the God of heaven and earth and sea. And he made it clear that I am a servant of God, I worship God. Yes, I had done a big sin. I did not follow him this time, but still I'm serving God, I'm worshiping him. So with this confession, Jonah started to return back to his mind to see that there was a real problem, and he was the reason of all problems, and he needs to pray. But again, he felt so bad and he felt desperate, and he couldn't even say that, "Okay, if I pray and say sorry to God, maybe the wind will stop and the sea will be fine." No, he was in a very bad mood that he chose to die, not to pray. Then the men were exceedingly afraid and said to him, "What is this that you did?" For the man knew he was fleeing from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them. So he confessed faithfully all what he had done. He told them his story, that he was called to go to Nineveh, and he refused the call. He went to Tarshish to escape, to run away from his mission. So these simple people told him, "How could you? It doesn't go with what you believe in. If you believe in the God, the one, the Almighty One, who had the authority over the sea, the heaven and the earth, you shouldn't do this. What is this that you did?" For the man knew he was fleeing from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them. Then they said to him, "What should we do to you that the sea will calm itself for us?" So these people believed in Jonah, although he was the reason of the problem, but they believed in him. What kind of a man Jonah was? He was very charismatic. He was very faithful. That these people believed in him. They did not hate him. They did not focus on his problem, on his sin, but they focused on salvation. And if they were telling him, you are the one of the problem, you will be happy if you see all of us drowning in this sea, but we will never be happy with this. We want to save you and to save ourselves. Guide us. Tell us what to do. If you know your God, please tell us what exactly should we do. They said to him, what should we do to you that the sea will calm itself for us? For the sea continued to be tempestuous, and the waves rose up even higher. So the waves are continuing to tell that Jonah had done a big sin. Jonah said to them, take me up and cast me into the sea, and the sea will grow calm for you. So he judged himself. He made the sentence clearly that I'm not innocent. I'm the bad guy. Just kill me. Throw me in the water. And you will see everything will be fine. So because he judged himself and he proclaimed that I'm the bad one, you are innocent. So just kill me. Cast me into the sea and the sea will grow calm for you. For I know this great tempest is upon you because of me. That's a good one in Jonah. Jonah was faithful, saying that everything just because of me. He blamed himself. And because he blamed himself and he told the real story, he was faithful. He did not deny or lie. Now things will change, because God will interfere to save everyone, not only the mariners, but also Jonah himself. And the man tried hard to return to the land, but were unable to do so, for the sea arose and grew even more tempestuous against them. Then they cried out to the Lord and said, please, O Lord, do not let us perish on account of this man's life, nor bring righteous blood. Look, to these people believed in God, and they prayed to our God, and they were very kind, telling God, we do not want to die, and also we cannot kill this man. Please, do whatever you see. So they have a good heart. They prayed for Jonah, they prayed for their salvation, they prayed for God to interfere to solve the problem. So they repented, they confessed their faith, they were even eager to save the life of Jonah himself. Please, O Lord, do not let us perish on account of this man's life, nor bring righteous blood upon us. For you, O Lord, have brought this about. So they took up Jonah and threw him into the sea, and the sea ceased from its raging. So the minute they threw Jonah in the sea, everything went back to its norm. Things were beautiful. The nature regained its peace because there was a problem with this man. And Jonah, in their eyes, he just died, because he as if redeemed them. He buried in the sea just to give them life, exactly like the example of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the men feared the Lord even more. After their prayer, when they saw by their eyes that in the minute they threw Jonah in the water, the sea and the wind and everything went back to its normal, you know, they felt more fearful from God. And they offered a sacrifice to the Lord and vowed. So they believed in God. So Jonah unintentionally succeeded to preach God to these people. Unintentionally, he affected their life. They knew the real God and they followed him. They prayed to him, they believed in him, but Jonah was still in a problem. Glory to God.